Early this morning, there was a street party in downtown St. Louis. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Detroit Tigers 4-2 Friday night to win the World Series 4-1. The TV ratings were low, the quality of play sometimes a little low too, but for baseball fans, it's the World Series. There's always plenty of drama to go around. From St. Louis, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's been 24 years since the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series. Yeah, they're one strike away from doing it again. Wainwright in the stretch, pitches.
When St. Louis relief pitcher Adam Wainwright struck out Detroit's Brandon Inge, baseball crowned a most improbable champion. The Cardinals won 83 regular season games, fewest by a World Series winner, and nearly blew a 7-game lead in their division at the end of the season. After clinching the title, manager Tony La Russa was asked if he had ever doubted his team.
Well, I mean, how about daily and a couple of times a day during the game? I mean, you operate...
La Russa interrupted himself to applaud one of his players who helped erase the doubt. Shortstop David Eckstein sat down next to La Russa, cradling the most valuable player trophy he won after driving in 2 runs and scoring one himself. La Russa cooed about Eckstein, but he saved the biggest hero label for last night's starting pitcher Jeff Weaver, who gave up only 4 hits and contained the Tigers for 8 innings. Weaver's is one of those classic baseball stories. He kicked around the majors for several years, had some hard times, then joined the Cardinals this season, where he responded to the team's warm embrace.
When you have all that support, you can go out there and not be looking over your shoulder and figure some things out, and was just very fortunate to get hot when it counted, and it's a dream come true. It's unbelievable.
The Cardinals pitched extremely well in all 4 games they won. Pre-series predictions said Detroit's pitching staff would dominate, anchored by veteran Kenny Rogers and a bunch of fireballing youngsters. But instead, the Tigers' pitchers became the series' running joke. They committed a record 5 fielding errors, including starter Justin Verlander's wild throw to third base last night. Spotted at Busch Stadium, a sign reading, "Hit it to the pitcher." Detroit manager Jim Leland took responsibility for the gaffes.
Well, it's my job to have my team ready, and, you know, we just didn't do enough things.
In a subdued Detroit clubhouse, several players sounded ready and willing to learn from World Series mistakes. Left fielder Craig Monroe.
Amazing time, amazing run. You're very excited about it. And at the same time, of course, you're disappointed. But I'm gonna go home and really sit and think about, man, some of the things that I accomplished and really analyze my failure and see where I can get better.
Monroe knows all about improving. He was on the Tigers' 2003 team that won 43 games and lost 119. 3 years later, Detroit was in the World Series. With champagne flowing in the other clubhouse last night, Detroit's Leland made this plea: "I hope nobody forgets the job we did." Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.